6:49. This is 1320 WILS. Last week, Tiger Woods dropped out of yet another tournament, another golf tournament. This is the Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. And he's already had several of these lower back surgeries, and the problems persist. My next guest says he knows why. It has nothing to do with his back. Stephen Ozanich with us. He's the author of several books. One fantastic one, The Great Pain Deception. His latest book, Dr. John Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries. Stephen Ozanich here on WILS. Steve, great to have you here.
Hi, Michael. It's good to be back again.
Yeah. Now what's happening with Tiger Woods? Because he seems to have all these surgeries and the back pain persists. Why is that happening?
Well, as long as they keep looking for the answers in the structure of the body, whether it's the disc or the stenosis or the narrowing or arthritis or whatever, the problem will continue to shift because it's coming from the autonomic nervous system, which of course is due to the demands that he places on himself, such high demands to perform at such a high level.
Yeah, but he's always done that. I mean, he didn't seem to have problems when he was a young guy. What would have happened suddenly as he got a little older?
Well, if you noticed, it happened right around the time of all the personal problems. That's when he began to get the hand tingling and all the other types of pains. And so this is about our own personal lives and our, you know, the stresses and demands we have on ourselves. Back then, he had his father there, of course, supporting him, probably a free child. Mm-hmm. No demands of children or being married and all the demands of business on him.
So now, because Dr. Sarno, who you've written about in your book, Dr. Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries, was all about what was called the mind-body syndrome. Well, what was his theory there?
Right. TMS, we called it, the mind-body syndrome. And he discovered early on, around the 1970s, that his back pain patients and all the other body parts, too, hands, feet, knees, shoulders, that the brain was actually creating a pain there to make the person think that there was something structurally wrong so that it would divert their mind's eye to their body so that they would obsess on the body and away from all of these great, the anger from the demands that are made upon ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it worked. For 50 years he practiced, and it worked. And I was one of those people who did not believe him. I thought he was crazy, mm-hmm. and now I teach his work around the world.
Now, you had your own back pain issues?
Yes, sir. At 30 years of back pain in the 1990s, my left leg was paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Had no feeling. I drug it around for 9 months, and the whole time they were telling me it was a pinched nerve, and it was not. It was exactly what Dr. Sarno said. Mm-hmm. The brain was withdrawing blood to those nerves, and they weren't getting any oxygen.
And you remember what triggered that? Was there something that happened that caused your body and brain to do that?
Sure. We delivered our first baby, and the anesthesiologist paralyzed my wife from the waist down permanently with the spinal anesthetic.
How is she doing today?
She's permanently paralyzed, but, you know, she's gotten on with her life, and this has been 30 years now. But that was one of the reasons I was scared to have back surgery, mm-hmm. because something as simple as a little needle can do that. And, of course, they're almost all unnecessary. Tiger's had four of them, and it won't work because it's not from the structure.
Now, do you think someone like Tiger Woods, do you think he's heard of Dr. Sarno and heard of these ideas?
You know, that's a good question. Golf Digest contacted me, and they did a little piece on it, and they mentioned Dr. Sarno and my work in there, and Tiger has a very, very tight group of people there telling me around him. Mm-hmm. Nothing gets in or out, which is one of it frustrates them at the Golf Digest. They can't get information in or out. Okay. I've certainly called Mark Steinberg, his agent, enough times and left messages, but it doesn't seem like they really care or believe about it.
So now, did you have to go through therapy to have your back pain go away, or what was the process of your back pain getting under control?
Well, I found his book, Dr. Sarno's first book, Healing Back Pain, the top book in that category in history, and I didn't believe it, but when I got worse and couldn't walk anymore, I went back to it, and I realized, wow, everything he's saying is exactly me. He's writing about me, and so I started doing what he said, become more physical. Yeah. Don't rest it. The more you rest, the worse that it gets. And so I started doing that, and then I had to run through all the things that were causing it, of course, which was trauma in my life. I put great demands on myself, like Tiger, to be perfect.
So would a typical person that's had back pain, let's say for a decade or so, would they need to have psychotherapy to overcome this, or how would it work?
Some people read the books, and they heal. I've had consults with people. When I'm done with them, after 2 hours, their fibromyalgia's gone, their back pain's gone. Some people need intense therapy. It's all individual.
How do people react when you tell them, look, you're actually doing this to yourself with your own mind?
Yeah, I remember John Stossel saying that on the special he did with Dr. Sarno, called Dr. Sarno's Cure. He said, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm doing it to myself. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit embarrassed, too, because I was blaming it on my body. Sometimes they get really mad, and they throw things, and they slam doors, and they walk out. And I know that that person has it, because that's the reaction when it's actually the true cause of their pain. They get mad. Other people, they just roll their eyes and walk away. Some people are like, well, that sounds right.
Yeah. So if you're using the pain to distract yourself, what happens when that distraction goes away? What happened to you?
Oh, but that's a good question. You know, I started to have more anxiety. You see, the pain is there to substitute for the anxiety. And so you never feel the anxiety. You never feel the anger. You never feel the fear and frustration. You'll never feel those because the pain is a substitute. When you remove it, all of a sudden these emotions begin to rise to the forefront. Mm-hmm. Where, and that's why your brain's giving you the symptom to help you so you never experience this uneasy emotion.
Okay, so nowadays, do you have days where you feel that pain creeping back?
I never have in 17 years. I've had people tell me that they healed, and whenever they get overloaded, they fight with someone or they get fired or big projects in their business collapse, it comes back because their brain's trying to help them cope.
Is anxiety better than pain?
I think the human brain prefers pain over anxiety.
So when you had your anxiety instead of the pain, how did you feel then?
Oh, there were times where you wished the pain was back. You know, you got to remember, Tiger Woods shot 77 that day, Thursday, and it was that night that his back became spasming, and he pulled out the next day. So he was mad.
Although it's been many years since that whole episode, how would the pain still persist all this time later?
For Tiger?
Yeah.
Whatever's causing it is still there. Mm-hmm. You know, personal things. You know, he lost his father. He lost his wife. He lost quite a bit of his reputation. And he's probably, there's stuff there he probably needs to work on. But one thing we know is the surgeries aren't working, just like Dr. Sarno said.
Mm. The person that has these issues, this mind-body syndrome, what's their personality like usually?
That was cool. He identified that early on. He said, I started talking to these patients, and they all had other health problems, you know, skin problems, allergy problems, the frequent urination problems, and they all seemed to be very mild-mannered and gentle and helpful and goodest and perfectionistic. And it's really great for society with these things, but the deeper self just hates being like this.
Mm. Were you like that yourself then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very kind, very quiet. I'm much more outspoken now. I express myself more now. I feel the anger now. I'm living life now. You're actually a human robot when you're going through these things. And the people, they feel like they unthaw when they see this information, and they become happier.
Do you feel that you were brought up that way, or how did you develop that character trait?
Right, that's a good question. That's a family thing. It's a family thing. You know, most of the kids were taught it's bad to show anger. You know, you just shut up and go along. Dr. Sarno used to say, a lot of the patients would say, you know, children should be seen and not heard. That was the mantra in their household.
Was one of your parents, did they have pain of this kind also? Or?
Yeah, both of them and brothers. I don't really know too many people in the world that don't have TMS. It's part of the human condition, whether it's skin problems, allergies, sleeplessness, tinnitus in the ears. Yeah. Everyone's got it.
And what have your family members thought about what you tell them about this issue?
Yeah, well, they don't believe it, and they're all in pain. You know, and the friends, too. The friends who believe it, they're out of pain. The friends who don't believe it, they're limping around. They're getting knee replacements. They're getting hip replacements. But that's part of it.
The resistance to the entire concept you're talking about here, what is that really about, then?
Well, this is why he should have won a Nobel Prize. It's protecting us from things we do not want to face about our lives. It's protecting us. And so, of course, we don't want to believe it. You want to believe that you have a bad knee, because if you don't believe that you're a victim of you know, genes or genetics or whatever, then you have to face what you don't want to face. You know, and so it's really a beautiful process.
Which is what? I mean, what is, are we afraid of, like, what we're like underneath it all? Is that it, or?
that's part of the ego is involved. You know, it doesn't want people to see you as you are, less than perfect. Mm-hmm. Shame and guilt are a big part of it. I think guilt is one of the big driving factors, and definitely in Tiger's life. In my life, it was too. Because part of you, like when you get a handicapped family member, part of you wants to run away and mm-hmm. leave it all. Mm-hmm. Quit your job, leave your family. But that guilt, that psychological conflict, keeps you in the situation. And to be a good person and stay and do your responsibilities, you give yourself symptoms.
Stephen Ozanich, his books, well, one of them, The Great Pain Deception, but his newest book, Dr. John Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries. Find Steve at steveozanich.com, steveozanich.com. Steve, it's been a pleasure. Great to have you on WILS.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you. And that is it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.